Jason, I guess ultimately a win, but did you make harder work than that you needed to in the end?
I think so. Especially first half with the number of chances we created. A little bit disappointed to only go in one goal ahead at half time, but you know, the most important thing was that we was creating the chances, and yeah, on another night I think, you know, we could have comfortably won the game by five or six goals.
I know they've had a bit of an Achilles heel with the conceding early goals, but bang bang, two shots, two goals in 5 minutes, you probably were pinching yourself.
Yeah, we was obviously aware of, you know, the goals they've conceded early, sort of in recent games. But you know, I think it was important that we got off to a fast start. You know, we finished the game fantastically well against Dagenham on Saturday, and it was really important for ourselves that we, you know, we started the game in the same manner as what we finished it. So, you know, it was really pleasing that we got off to a good start. And as you say, you know, in some senses it was almost too good to start because, you know, there wasn't much to chase.
I mean, their goalkeeper kept them in it, didn't he, with five or six great saves. It looked like he certainly wasn't going to be beaten any more tonight, and that was the way it proved.
Yeah, it was. You know, I think, you know, after it got sort of four or five sort of great saves that he's pulled off, you're just wondering, you know, is it going to be one of them nights where, you know, he seems to stop everything that we throw at him and they nick a goal sort of right at the death. And obviously, you know, with a free kick in the last minute of injury time, you know, you sort of bite your fingernails a little bit. But I felt we was very professional, especially in the last 10 minutes. We saw the game out well, and as you say, it's another 3 points.
Mark Pugh, I mean, we almost started to feel a bit sorry for their right back at one stage when you got Pugh and Daniels just marauding down that left flank all the time. Just sum up when Mark Pugh's at full flight, what he gives you.
Well, I think, you know, everybody that's seen him here the last few years sort of appreciates what a fantastic player he is. You know, one thing about Mark, he'll be a fullback's sort of worst nightmare. And, you know, he proved it again tonight with another fantastic performance. You know, he'll always score goals, he'll assist goals, and he'll give fullbacks a torrid time. And, you know, I think him and Charlie Daniels are striking a fantastic partnership sort of down the left-hand side. And, you know, also we're scoring goals from Joshie on the opposite side with, you know, Frano's getting forward really well as well. So, you know, we feel we're a threat from both sides of the pitch, and you know, it's just great to have players that can make the difference.
And quietly starting to make your way through the table and heading towards the top half now and closing the gap on those playoff places.
Well, that's the aim. You know, we're on a good run at the minute. It's important that we, you know, keep that momentum going and keep the level of consistency that we've been showing in recent weeks. You know, we was playing catch up in a sense with points, and you know, as long as we can continue performing like we are and slowly clawing some points back, then you know, who knows where it could take us.
Just finally, have you ever been interviewed by a pot-bellied man in a white jumpsuit before?
No, the last thing I expected was to come up here and do an interview with Elvis, but it was true what they told me, and you look well, you look cold though as well.
Jason, thank you very much indeed.